Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Hello and welcome to Wake and Jake, myself, Biebs, and the one, the only, Julie Olive, as we continue tier list season, and we're moving to a stacked one. Some elite talent at the top, the young talent that has us asking questions, and some vets that, man, I mean, I see Seiya Suzuki and Starlin Marte staring at me. We are doing the right fielders, and one, half in a rush. Jolly's heading to Arizona tomorrow. I'm supposed to go to a leaders thing in a little bit. Boring. Wah, wah, wah. Sorry. Back to my old radio days. So, we don't even have the tiers yet. We're going to figure those out on the fly. I currently have them listed as S tier. You know that won't hold. I have really good, good butt, average, below average, and oh no. Which, again, we don't normally like to put players in that oh no category. But ain't that it? So, without further ado, I do think this is going to point us to the top of the list to start.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's kind of how this, if we're being honest, this is how it usually happens behind the scene. You got to figure, who are the fat cats up top? And that's Jolly's specialty. Okay, if I said S tier, how many names do you think you currently have there?
I mean, you took the question out of my mouth. I was going to ask you, how fat do you want to get? Because it could be one.
I think I have my number.
And it could be five. I think my number is three.
I have three.
Woo!
I have three. I'm interested to see what the people think, because I think one is non-negotiable.
Acuna.
Ronald Acuna Jr. Spoiler. Teasers. He
was my potential just one.
Did he just win the MVP?
He did.
He stole 70-something bases?
Yeah, he didn't get the 40-40. He got the 40-70. It's a shame.
Strong arm. Covers ground when he needs to out there. What's with his defense? Because I feel like it's not beloved.
People tried spreading some myth like he's not a fantastic fielder. There was like a hustle thing too. The reality of it was he was playing his first season off significant injury in 2022. And then last year, full strength, won MVP. No one's surprised.
RAC, Rackham. I think there's no discussion. I think for this second player, there's also no discussion, because what he can do offensively accidentally, I think, makes him almost S tier every year. We'll be starting the year in right field, and for this, we have to continue that. A new friend of mine, I think Juan Soto.
Juan Soto is here.
Only because he's Juan Soto.
It's kind of the main reason.
That's the whole thing about it.
I mean, so here's my rationale for this top tier. Here's how I landed at three. It's two things. One, kind of unfair, but like, what's your name?
Wow.
Like, are you Acuna?
Ooh.
Are you Soto?
Jolly.
Or are you like, I'm a baseball fan and I know this guy's really good. do you transcend the sport a little bit? So that's one. Two is what I have the tier labeled as, and it's wouldn't shock me at all if you won MVP. Whereas I think the other two, who we will talk about, if they won MVP, I would go, they're a very talented baseball player, but I'd be a little surprised.
So I've fallen into an interesting spot, and that's why we love these, and so do you. Subscribe. Make sure you follow Jolly Olive. My third name I had is S tier. I just talked myself out of.
Because I'm in on Fernando Tatis Jr.
I was in on Fernando Tatis Jr. Because he's Fernando Tatis Jr. Like you said, the name. There were some question marks about defense. He quelched that. Did he go Platy?
He went Platy.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
You're one and right.
Yeah. Platy Guerrero Jr. Doesn't work like that.
We stand.
I don't know if you're looking, so if you are, we can just talk it out. Do you know his stats from last year?
They're really good.
Tatis?
Yeah.
What do you count as, what do you think really good is?
I was thinking 2021 a little bit, I'm not going to lie. They are good. And I fully believe that he will get better this year. 25 homers, 29 stolen bases. I see 770 OPS. I know where you're coming from. It was a weird year in San Diego.
257, yeah. 770 OPS. I would not be betting against Fernando Tatis Jr. this year. I think there's also, I think there could be a sprinkle on his MVP. I think he's going to bounce back. But with some of the names we're discussing, Jolly.
Oh, I feel gross not putting him up there.
Let us jump to our good friends from the city of Houston.
That's the one I feel worse about leaving out.
Yeah, maybe they belong together.
If I tell you, and all of my friends in H-Town, that John Boy.
Single digit number.
If I have Fernando Tatis Jr. above Kyle Tucker,
yeah,
heads will roll.
But like,
heads will roll. They made a pinata of him. People forget that.
They did.
The John Boy pinata. It's one a good day, Google search one day.
One day the mustache and beard, it'll connect.
Who was, to round this out, I think we have the same fifth name.
Yeah.
Who I don't know.
So are they on the next tier or are they still?
I think we're still sorting.
Okay. I think.
Who's the fifth name you had?
It's Corbin Carroll.
Ah.
Is that not who you have?
It is, but there was a name that I thought you were getting spicier on.
Oh, I see. No, for me, it's Corbin Carroll. I mean, you do the two Dodgers and the two Braves, and then it was him in MVP voting last year, which is pretty significant to me.
He's silly.
Yeah, like he was 22 last year. Like he had that season, and he took his team to the World Series, and like those things all matter. And the interesting thing about him is that we don't really know how good it's going to get yet. And, like, I think there's reason to believe it'll get even better.
Right.
And I think he fits well in this category because of that, because we haven't seen the best yet. We saw the best of Fernando Tatis Jr., but it was in 2021.
Steroids.
Yes. Steroids.
And then a 770 OPS.
Yeah, but it's Tatis.
It's Tatis. I mean,
he's recovering from ringworm, Jake.
It strikes.
Don't laugh.
It's kind of like the... what was the office run they did? Rabies? We should do the
Fernando. For the cure.
Is that when he eats pasta Alfredo?
The Fernando Tatis ringworm fun run. Okay. As you can tell, literally everyone at John Boy Media is dying. So that's also part of the reason we're going through this one a little tighter.
Okay.
Here's what I think we can do for now.
Okay.
For now.
For now.
Because Corbin Carroll, you can make an argument. If his numbers tick up.
Yeah.
Let's put on the line below Ronald Acuna Jr. and Juan Soto. Let's put Tucker, Corbin Carroll. Who's the fifth? I'm blanking.
Tatis.
For now.
They're going to bump him again.
No.
I was like, whoa.
No. I originally had Tatis on that top line because I do think he's going to finish.
Yeah. No, this makes sense in my brain a little bit. I mean, you can play the Juan Soto defense game a little bit. But it's still Juan Soto.
And like, his offense is still that good.
And like he feels kind of gross with the other three.
For what I can guarantee you Juan Soto's offense is, Corbin Carroll, if he took a baby step back in some numbers this year, I don't think anyone would be like shocked.
No.
Fernando Tatis, let's see you do it again.
Right.
Kyle Tucker gets hurt by just being really good. What's his best skill?
I mean,
what is Kyle Tucker's best skill?
I think his well-roundedness is his best skill, which that's is kind of a cop-out.
That's a cop-out.
It's a cop-out, but that is what it is.
He's got...
Because he basically has...
It's almost stolen bases.
Which is crazy. He has almost 30 homers on the dot for the past three seasons. He goes 30-30-29. Like he's just a remarkably consistent good player.
Like, if I was able to get, like, a blind, like, scouting report, I don't know what his would say.
Yeah.
Because he is just good at everything. Would he get the Glaber, he's a ball player.
Yeah. Like, I don't know a strength or a weakness.
Yeah.
He's good. This guy's just good.
Okay. Oh, looking around, a lot of pretty faces still left on our board.
Look at his, I mean, Savant bubbles are nuts.
Yeah.
They're like nuts.
All five of these guys.
Is Kyle Tucker going to win MVP? Is he happy?
The problem is how many times has he won MVP on his own team?
I know.
Like, that's, if Bregman or Altuve or Correa or Springer on this list somewhere, stay tuned. That I'm happy with that for now. Let's.
I have an easy one we can kind of bang out.
Okay, I was going to jump to the bottom just because I'm a little.
Let's do that.
Sometimes I feel like we wait on that, and I.
Then it gets mean.
Like to thin us out.
It usually that second to third tier is where the grind begins.
Yeah, I got some fat in the middle here.
And let's be honest, there's a couple fellas on here. Sean Bouchard, I'm not familiar with your game.
Turn off the mic, bro.
Reverse Kyle Tucker. I want to know, but I don't.
Cool name.
I'm going to put him on the bottom for now.
How many tiers are on your guys' list currently?
I started with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 tiers. I feel like that's my safe number.
All right, Jake. I mean, I'm just saying Sean Bouchard has a career 991 OPS.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
Timeout.
How many games is that?
48. Not zero. And not AAA.
It's enough to be excited.
Sean Bouchard Hive? Can we keep it real?
I didn't need to see that.
You thought he was Nolan Jones before we started
the
show. Okay, he did.
Well, whenever strongest arm in the game, I picture right field.
And I can't say that without acknowledging that I had no guess as to who it was. So that's on me.
So do I have to move Sean Bouchard? I love Sean Bouchard. I want him on the Yanks. Okay, so
Edward Olivares.
Yes. Pirates?
Pirates. Sorry, Eddie.
Okay, so Dom Fletcher, does he have any stats? I feel like he played okay last year.
He at least had like a week last
and MLB
year.
The Show legend.
I was going to say.
He had a nice little cup of coffee.
His card was nice.
He had a nice little cup of coffee. 28 games.
Edward Olivares, last two seasons, 109 OPS plus, 160 games.
Tell me Edward Olivares. Is
why is right field like deep as hell?
Everyone's fine.
Everyone's at least fine.
This is Seth Brown, the Oakland A I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Am I going to open Seth Brown's page and like...
He's got some nice
stretches. He can give you 4 weeks.
Is our entire bottom tier...
If he was the Yankees extra outfielder, you'd be stoked.
Career 108 OPS plus.
Our entire bottom tier is at least like a 110 OPS plus. That's kind of nuts. That's kind of crazy.
Okay. Maybe we shouldn't have gone to the bottom. Who don't like Mitch Haniger? You're hurt a lot.
Ramon Laureano has to be, I think.
You'd like to think
at this
so.
Point, right?
2019 was a long time ago.
Ramon Laureano. Is this Lane Thomas with the Nets? My God,
Lane Thomas.
Yeah,
we
you look at his numbers. We have to respect
Lane
him.
Thomas is cracked.
If there's anybody on the Nets, we have to respect.
It's him.
It's Lane Thomas.
Holy smokes! All right, that just changed everything.
So the bottom tier is a mess. I have a good, I'll do my good mid tier.
Okay.
It's three dudes.
Okay.
They all play in the Central.
Okay.
They're all young.
Right.
They've all got a ton of upside. Sal Frelick, Jordan Walker, Riley Green. Any one of those three guys could break out in 2024 for any assortment of different reasons. Riley's got a special glove. Sal's got speed and defensive upside. Jordan Walker has a really nice swing.
So, okay, if we're viewing this as young guys with serious potential.
Yeah.
And which tier is this?
Somewhere in the middle.
That's what we're figuring out.
Okay. Yeah.
young, because young guys with serious, Jordan Walker has serious potential.
Serious potential.
Riley Green has serious potential. Frelick has potential to be really good. I think he doesn't have the same high-end potential as those guys.
Whoa.
I don't know. Is that rude?
That's our friend.
I mean, handsome, strong, short.
And maybe I think his ceiling is a step below theirs.
Yeah.
I think.
He was picked higher than Jordan Walker okay. in the same draft.
I think he has a much lower floor.
Different drafts, my bad.
Okay. I guess.
Opposite.
If I'm looking for young studs, I see Will Benson.
Yeah.
Ooh. Holy shit. Josh Lowe. Josh Lowe sends me to the hills. That guy has all the talent in the world.
Yes.
Okay, so let's...
And I don't want to say the name Mickey Moniak to you, but he's going to have to go somewhere.
If we're talking draft picks...
Yeah.
And we're talking performance... So let's make one of the middle lines, probably this... I have the fourth line right now.
Okay.
And we'll see what happens.
The defaulted C tier.
Young with crazy potential.
Yeah.
And that would be Jordan Walker.
Yeah.
Played horrid defense last year. Shockingly right. bad. Right. Hate to be
learned
rude.
Outfield for the first time.
Some of the clips were bizarre. But also at 21 years old, had like a 113 OPS plus, 115 whole season. I'll put Josh Lowe on there. That guy rakes.
Yeah, how big was his sample last year?
Stupid power.
No idea what his age is.
26, so same as Will Benson.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Let's put Will Benson on that line as well. Let us put Sal Frelick on that line as well.
Mm.
And I feel like, was there one other guy?
Riley?
Moniak.
Riley and Moniak.
Kind of both.
Let's just put them on the same line for now. Yeah. And if there's someone that we look at and you're like, hey, you either got to be up or down.
Right. Bob. Okay, it's taking form for me now. This is good. Because I've got, like, in a tier below that, I think. Even though we've had this conversation with, like, should you put major leaguers below the potential guys? But tier below that, I have, like, a Renfro.
Haniger,
Yastrzemski.
Kepler?
Kepler's weird.
Marte? What are you guys thinking when I say the name Jesus Sanchez?
He's in there for me as well.
Okay.
Right now I'm just trying to put people in groups.
Right.
And then separate them based on that.
Okay. How about this?
Did we bottom tier Bouchard?
I think we bottom tiered him.
But I think we're going to have to reset that. I'm a Bouchard hive guy. He's completely won me over.
Yes. Oh dear God.
I think that's where, and this is my brain, so I'm sorry, fellas, but I feel like that young crazy potential line just helped us.
Oh yeah.
What if we go young without crazy potential? No. Because all right, I'm gonna go young and played well. And I don't know what to do with you yet. And I don't know. We will get fun names for these.
What about like used to be young with crazy potential?
Okay, easy with that.
Is that crazy?
Starling Marte.
So
who were the young guys that freaked me out before? Dom Fletcher. I feel like if he was on my team.
He's bottom.
And I looked at his stats, I would have liked him though.
There might not be a bad player on this tier list.
Ramon Laureano on the bottom, which is... super rude. And I like
and you know what word he's calling you in response.
I met him, and I still like him defensively when he's not hurt. How old's Seth now?
Seth, this is a mess.
Seth, you have a tiny penis.
Have to.
He's 31. Jeez.
Okay.
Cheese and biscuits. So he's not going on the young line.
No.
Bad year last year.
I'll tell you who's going to end up on the same line. Yastrzemski and Seth Brown.
Yeah.
Bay Area.
Olds.
Homeless. Super rude. I felt super rude.
That's just a real thing.
I just don't believe in that. and Mitch Haniger. Was there one other? Okay. So I have on the same line, Dom Fletcher, Sean Bouchard, Eduardo Olivares, and I don't, oh, and Jesus Sanchez.
I had Seth Brown down there.
Well, I'm getting the young guys
okay,
together.
Okay,
again.
I got you.
Because I know what Seth Brown is. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so I like that. So we have Bouchard,
so some elevating
and Fletcher on one line. Above that, Seth Brown, Mikey Stremski, Jesus Sanchez.
Okay.
Yeah?
Kind of, yeah. Oh, I just added two rows. Chris Rose. okay,
fuck.
So the young and played kind of well, but I don't know. I have Fletcher, Bouchard, Olivares, and Sanchez.
Okay.
I don't see any other young guys that I can regret in a year or two. The fact that these guys could get better, and I'm like, oh, wow.
Yes.
They took a step up.
I like that. Okay. So let's go from the bottom.
Okay.
Bottom is Ramon Laureano.
I hate it. I'd rather not have it on the page.
Maybe.
Just call someone up, Cleveland.
Above that, we have Bouchard, Olivares, Fletcher.
Sanchez. Yes.
You have the Bay Area guys together above that.
Okay. So
I have a little tier in the middle for kind of like older, injury-prone type players.
This might have our most tiers.
Maybe. I have Haniger, Marte, and unfortunately, this feels wrong, Jason Hayward together. Because Hayward had a really good year last year.
That is tough.
But before that, we thought his career was like over.
Right.
And that's kind of where he's at for me. The middle of this is messy.
Does anyone deserve to be on the Bay Area line? Like, Yastrzemski, Seth Brown, does Haniger deserve to be there? Does Marte deserve to be there? Like,
and Haniger a year ago was in the Bay Area.
Renfro?
I mean, last year, 15 homers, 113 OPS plus. I know he moved.
Who is that?
Yastrzemski.
Okay. It's not bad. It's better than
no,
I
he's a good player. I mean, the Giants kind of spawn a lot of those players. I feel like that's their whole lineup.
I like you using the word spawn there. That's good.
They just produce them.
Let's bring that to baseball.
So, I mean, like, what exactly do you do with that? Because clearly he's a part of that team that they value. So much so that they got rid of Mitch Haniger.
Who would you rather have for this upcoming season, Yastrzemski or Haniger?
Haniger back in the Mariners uni? I think I would go Yastrzemski because I feel like I know
Yastrzemski
what
Yastrzemski is a safer bet.
Is a much safer bet.
Seth Brown or Mitch Haniger? It's super rude, but I think it's Haniger.
Haniger.
I think it's Haniger.
Hunter Renfro or Mitch Haniger?
Mitch Haniger. Renfro was pretty bad last year.
I think that's right. Renfro or Seth Brown?
We could just play this game all day.
Loss. That's just... America loses. It's super rude. Like, if Seth Brown had his career on the Red Sox, we'd be like, Seth Brown's pretty damn good.
You know what we should do?
Seth Brown plays ball.
I think it's easier instead of us focusing
on Seth Brown can pepper the monster.
Do you want Seth
Brown? No, I kind of like Seth Brown.
Where's he from?
Kind of got Gruden-y at the end.
Hang on. Oregon. Not what I thought.
Didn't need that.
I think the middle between our young guys with crazy potential and our S tier, or our A tier, excuse me, has...
So that currently, S tier, the row below that, Tatis, Carroll, Tucker,
yeah,
blank, and then young with crazy potential.
Right.
I think there's one row above that.
I think I could put two rows, but I'm curious to see...
We need to add two tiers between the young guys and the Tucker team.
Well, let's talk about it.
I think you're right.
I think you're
from
right.
From what I see.
Yeah. And I'll kick off the discussion by saying I think there is a tier of guys below Adolis Garcia. Because I think that he is what I'd consider to be like the third tier right fielder right now.
So you want Garcia on the third tier?
Yeah.
I do too.
If we're calling that B tier.
He's great. I mean, great. Adolis?
Adolis.
I feel bad. I try my best. I'm a huge fan. He has gotten better every year. He had his World Series moment. I didn't realize he had 39 regular season.
I was gonna say he was one homer shy of 40 last year.
Jeez, him crow.
He's got a cannon for an arm. I mean, if you want to complain about strikeouts, you have your argument there. But he also walked 10% of the time.
I don't care about strikeouts.
Exactly. Especially when he's that
if
cool.
You're when you're good, doing the rest of what he's doing.
If you're good at everything else, I don't care.
Yeah.
And he is. I have someone that I think has to be paired with him.
Who is it?
Anthony Santander.
I also have him right there. I already laid it out to see if I would agree with you.
For having 28 home runs, he had a very similar OPS plus as Adolis Garcia.
Right.
123 to 121. And he's done it back-to-back years.
He's also kind of a guy that I feel like Adolis, can get forgotten in his team's very good lineup. A
little bit.
Whereas if he was, like, on the Nationals, he would maybe be a guy that we couldn't ignore.
Right.
Like, maybe another guy that fits on this tier?
I think I have another guy, and I think it's an unpopular opinion for probably lamestream baseball people, but you're listening to Wake and Jake with me, Jalen Beebs. Lane?
I think the three of them are the B tier of right fielders. I picked that out kind of quick, and I was like, yeah, I do think they are a little bit of a level above the younger, unproven guys. And there's also, like, some right fielders who do it, they get you 30 homers. They might have a piece missing from their game. Whereas these guys, like, Lane Thomas is a very well-rounded good ball player who went 20-20 last season, 28 home runs, 114 OPS plus, somehow didn't get traded.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand. I feel like people would pay attention to him more if he got traded to a contending team.
I have something slightly obnoxious, and it's the game I like playing with these tiers. As I currently look at Adolis, Anthony Santander, and Lane Thomas, I think you could debate, I think depending how your team is built, you could debate Adolis and Santander all day.
Mm.
Does Lane really deserve to be on the line with them? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
He had a 114 OPS plus. I think if we asked anyone in the office, and this is a little bit, I guess, not anti-Nats, but, you know, how these guys are viewed.
Is he being cheerleader affected right now?
I just... Lane Thomas in his 340... So putting his St. Louis time behind him, with the Nationals, he has a 763 OPS. Now, he's gotten better.
Yeah.
But even his peak year, which is last year, non-negotiable, it was a 783 OPS. Like, it feels like he has to take a step up to join Adolis and Santander.
You have no attitude right now.
I know.
With that perspective, Jake, I would like to ask you if you would pull up Anthony Santander's baseball reference page.
Okay.
Why is it really similar?
Because I think that's pretty similar to what he's done.
Really?
Surprisingly, it felt different, and it is a tick better.
The last but 2 years?
It's better the last 2 years, but it's 120, 121 OPS plus those 2 years. He's a career 763. If Thomas, since joining the Nats, is, do we say 763 OPS? That's right there.
Now it feels like we're getting nitpicky, and I think the easy solution...
It's a little nitpicky.
I think the easier solution is promoting Adolis.
Hmm. If you guys had your pick of the three players, is it?
It's Adolis.
I think he plays the best defense too. Not sure about Lane.
He. If you needed him to go play center, he's fine.
Lane's
with that.
A speed and defensive upside guy. Still 20
Lane,
bases.
I think can play center field of these three Santanderes.
Adolis. He just got moved because.
Oh yeah, they have center fielders. Santander of these three is the weakest defender, and I think he's still a plus in the corners.
I don't mind bumping up Garcia.
I'd bump him up.
With K-Tuck, Corbin, and Fernando.
Hit 40 homers last year.
World Series
champ. Won the World Series.
Is the new...
Won the ALCS.
Is the new greatest ever do it.
Kind of. I'm okay. I'm leaving my heart open. I just moved him up.
Okay.
I just moved him up. So now that I'm looking at Santander...
It feels better.
and Lane Thomas.
It feels better. Does anyone go with them?
I have one name. I have one that I'm completely unsure about. I have one I like. And I have one that I think surprises the people.
Do you want to do the one you're sure about? Because I think I know it too. And I want to say it with you.
The name I feel the best about is Nick Castellanos. Yes,
that is not what I was going to say.
Okay. Nick Castellanos, defensively, not strong. I think he has gotten better. Doesn't he have his signature sliding catch now?
They play him very well.
Right.
The defensive strategy of the Phillies caters to Castellanos' strengths.
I've got last year where he had a 112 OPS plus, 29 homers, 106 RBI. The year before that, he struggled with Philly.
Right.
His 2021 with Cincy was at a different level. I don't know. I've seen him in the postseason. I feel like I know what I'm going to get from him, although the postseason numbers aren't great. NLDS against the Braves was, holy smokes. I forgot. Yeah. This was the postseason of everyone taking turns.
Yes.
Like being disgusting for a game and a half, and you'd be like, dude, this guy's having a six series, and then you'd look at the numbers and you're like, oh yeah. It was just those.
Right.
He homered in 4 out of 6 at-bats. Who's the name you were thinking of?
I was thinking of a guy that has done it with the stick, his 2 years in baseball.
Sure.
Quietly a very important piece to his team's lineup. I was thinking, say, Suzuki.
He was one of the names that I think people would be surprised when they looked at the raw stats.
He had an 842 OPS last year.
He sure did.
Got better than year one. He's a guy that, if you like a well-rounded player, if you go to his Savant page, the only weak thing you can really say about him is he kind of has a weak arm for a right fielder, which does count for something, but plus arm strength, plus speed. He's got the pop now. That kind of came around, 20 home runs last year, and there's reason to believe he'll continue to improve. He's only going to be 29 years old. I think he fits pretty well with those other three guys.
It's going to be his third year in the league.
Right.
There's an argument.
By the way, that contract looks awesome for what he does.
He's hitting.
Yeah. $20 million next year. Like, I'd pay $20 million for that production.
He's making $20 million next year?
Yeah.
I mean, it is worthwhile.
I think it was
21.
Like,
can you do something for me? Okay. Good for you. I have dinner on Saya. I thought I was about to look down and see like 11 mil a year. You got the bag, Bob.
Yes,
good
sir.
For you. Yeah. No, he was on my list of like, I think people would be surprised what the actual numbers are.
Right.
Part of that is because he got like half benched for a little bit last year, but that was like a week.
Moving up at least fixed everything.
Okay.
It kind of fixed everything. But now the question becomes, what do you do with Springer and Kepler? Because
Papa George was my, I'm deferring to you guys. I love George Springer, Connecticut guy, New Britain, where I went to college. That's where he's from. He's a UConn guy. UConn's my 1B Yankees. The leadoff homers are crazy. The postseason stuff is crazy. He took a step back last year.
I know, and he was finally healthy, which is the upsetting thing. I think they load managed him a little bit, too, and he finally got some right field time, primarily over center field. I mean, he still got counting stats you like. You know, he went 20-20, which I feel like I've said he went 20-20 for about half the
That's
players.
That's the thing. 20-20 ain't as sexy as he used to be.
I mean, I think it'll always be a little sexy to me, but I understand the context of the league. And, yeah, he is getting up there in age. He's going to be 34 years old. He's not a center fielder anymore. He's not really looked at as like a key cog of the Blue Jays offense going. He's just sort of
bonus in
piece.
Bonus piece territory.
So I don't know because I don't know if I'd take him over any of those four guys. I don't know.
So do you think Castellanos deserves to be there? Because there's a little, when you look at raw stats, I think there's an argument against Castellanos.
If we do last 3 years, butter knife, which we like to do a lot.
If you include his Cincy year.
I do include his Cincy year. It's not that long ago, and he was incredibly good, and that's how he got paid in the first place. I don't think that it should go against him because it was longer. It is Great American Small Park, and it is... Come on.
What's that about?
Come on, Cincy fans. And the last 2 years since have not been even close to it, but he did it, and it counts.
He bounced back. He's a constant threat, which I like.
Clubhouse guy.
I might have it It's in that C tier level. So we're going below these guys.
So that's how the kids normally do this. It's S, A, B, C, D.
Just S, A, B, C, D, E, F.
Should we just be normal this time and just do normal tiers? Stink.
There's like, I think I have Springer, Marte, Haniger.
I'll come out right away and say it's too high for Marte.
And it's just, and the tier is willing to throw out last year.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
And I'd be, and as kind of a rude inclusion, I'd be willing to put Hayward in there.
As like a, in a,
I don't know if that, I don't, for all of you, I don't think last year's who you are.
Boy.
Okay. I'm now in a pickle. Because man, that young with crazy potential. I was thinking there was going to be a row above where I was showing respect to guys. I don't think there is.
I don't think there is.
It feels like they might need to be below them.
Josh Lowe versus any of the guys we're now mentioning. Yeah. Springer, Hayward, Kepler, Haniger, even Castellanos, I'm kind of struggling with.
I don't know.
No, we're allowing 2021.
Okay. Yeah, I think he gets a pass.
He was still like good last year.
Oh, but what about Max Kepler had a good year last
year. Yeah, what's up with that?
I might be willing to to throw out last year, too, with him.
Oh, I don't know.
He's just been so weird.
His 2 years before that.
Plays good D.
He's got that 2019 sticking out, which is always really tough for me.
That's a while ago, and that ball was juicy.
Well, that's why it's tough for me. Because it does stick out, and then you look at the year and you go, oh.
Why was he good last year? That throws me off.
Let's go into some splits.
They were, like, going to be done with him.
Could have been a Yankee.
And then they're like, oh, I guess we have to pick up his option.
I mean.
Well, I guess my point either way, and now Mickey Moniak's face looking at me super funky, is playing the game of who I'd rather have next year.
Right.
I think all those young guys I would still believe in more than Kepler because of his previous 2 years and what I think Jordan Walker, Lowe, Benson, Frelick, Green, and Moniak, although I'm a little hey on him. Former 1-1 pick.
Someone on there's going down, it's him. But
I think I'm only upset with one of these guys in this club that we've created.
The youngs or the olds?
The olds. Okay. The youngs are locked.
So are we putting all the olds on a row? Springer, Hayward, Haniger, Kepler, Marte?
That's what
I
have.
Is your board clear?
My board is
clear. It's just shuffle o'clock?
It's shuffle o'clock.
I don't have wherever we put Renfro.
Bottom.
I had him in Bay Area, which I guess we can revisit that.
I could Bay Area him.
Whatever you want.
At the bottom, below Bouchard. I can't do that.
He got passed around last year. Don't want him. I think I have to put Springer in B. I do. He played 150 games last year, and he was an above-average bat. He's still George Springer in the field. The arm is not what it used to be.
I think I got it.
What do you want to do?
I think I got it.
Someone click?
I think we have to add another tier. Oh, okay. I think Springer and Castellanos deserve their own tier together. For 1 year, I will ride with those dudes over the young guys. Because those young guys could take a step back. Jordan Walker might not be able to field.
They could.
Low, I really like. Benson kind of came out of he was playing ping pong with us, and then he was one of the best corner outfielders for the Reds. Not sure what that was about, even. Frelick playing a little infield. I don't know what that's about. I think Riley Green's going to be really good.
Moniak carried the offense for like 2 months.
Moniak, I half believe in. But for next year...
I like Casty and Springer together. Okay.
There's something
that
there.
It feels okay.
Okay, so let's do that.
Oh, but that's below... So that's below Santander, Lane Thomas, and Saya?
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay.
Okay, so here's...
Feels better.
Here's what we're doing here. I lost George Springer.
This is a war of attrition, right field. Goodness.
I'm dreaming.
I'm up to 9 tiers.
Christmas. Am I at 9? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have 9.
I have 9.
Yeah. I just need to know where to add the 9th.
I have below it between, Young. Or between above Young. Young and B.
So I have Cassiano Springer have, above Young.
Yep.
I have Hayward, Kepler, Haniger, Marte.
Below Young.
Below Young.
That's it.
And after it's a fucking mess.
Where this is a honest question, not trying to do any Yankees malarkey on ya. What's up with Starling Marte?
So that's why
the age scares me and the numbers scare me.
Well, I have a little bit more knowledge on him, obviously, because I'm a Mets fan. Double groin surgery is a really tough thing to bounce back from. That's what he
had. What's that even mean?
It means that things are not all right down there.
Like both the areas you would stretch when you're doing like a warm-up.
Exactly.
Each got
so
surgery
that's,
on
that's
it?
That's a ton of
surgery on each side.
Leg injury buildup.
Is it the same side twice or each side?
Listen, I wasn't there in the room, guys, okay? What I do know is that his mobility was incredibly limited last year. He's going to be load managed this year. They're thinking about DHing him at some points to give him off days. And they're in year three of the deal, and it's kind of a mess. I don't know how much of a bounce back is realistic for him right now. I really don't, because I don't know how much longer he's going to be playing right field. But with that being said, I'd love for him to go out there and steal 20 bases. So he does feel kind of fair in that Mitch Haniger territory
double
of like,
groin
it
surgery.
Was like bad last year, and you like to believe that it could get better. I don't know. Once we get past Young, this thing gets so messy, and I can't sort it.
I'm going to look at Lazar Ramon stats one more time.
Okay. Why?
Sneaky racked up a little bit of war last
Come
year.
On.
He had a week.
Isn't he also juice ball?
Played better in Cleveland than Oakland.
Oh, boy. He did.
Strong arm.
Strong arm. Counts for something.
Here's where I'm getting thrown off.
Okay.
Starling and Haniger worry me injury-wise.
Yes.
Hayward and Kepler, kind of like BBD said with the one-year thing, Hayward's old but has Dodgers magic, so
right.
What matters? Kepler, it was always kind of thought he was supposed to be good.
Right.
He just wasn't. Yastrzemski's numbers. It's kind of crazy he's good, huh?
Yeah. I think something clicked for me.
Like, as famous of a last name as you can have in baseball, doesn't make it to the show until 28, got kicked out of a bad Orioles organization, and he's just been good.
Yeah, like consistently
good. His numbers
good.
Are good.
Yeah.
Just good player.
Like, I could see Giants fans being mad at me for having Castellanos far away from Yastrzemski. I mean, how good is your good? Castellanos wins that.
Last 3 years, Castellanos wins that a lot. Even last 2 years,
mops
Castellanos
it.
Still wins that.
That's true.
So
that would be a good counter to those Giants fans, Charlie. Good job.
No problem.
Good job.
Get out of the comments.
I have, because of either their last year or the year before that, Kepler, Hayward, Brown, Yaz together. Like a 110 OPS plus bat, they do either athleticism in the field well, they throw the ball well, one of those. They're not really going to steal you bases. And they're just, at this point, you think you know what you're getting with them kind of thing. Whereas there's way too many question marks for me with both Marte and Haniger to put them with those four.
So you're kind of out on Renfro.
Am I wrong to be out on Renfro? Because you've been kind of attached to him this entire time.
So he was the model of consistency until last year.
Yeah. That's true. Him playing in Kauffman scares me because I feel like every fly ball is going to get to the warning track.
One of my deepest, darkest secrets is if the Royals just have magic this year, it could be awesome. It could be fucking awesome.
You can't quit them. Every time I sit in this chair, you're talking about the Royals.
Hunter Renfro had OPS in the eights in 21 and 22. I was about to do a whole Royals thing. I won't. Waka, Lugo, Brady Singer.
Stop.
Vinny Pasquantino. MJ Melendez, MLB The Show.
I mean, so what do you want to do with him? Does he go with those four?
I can't even look at Ramon's face anymore. Because it's making me sick at the bottom
of
the
page. I have Ramon with Marte and Haniger.
Does your heart believe that?
Yes.
My heart believes it enough. Yeah. I just need to hear it elsewhere.
Because they're all kind of a similar profile. Like, things have not gone well for them the past 365 days.
I mean, negative war last year from Haniger.
Marte, I mean, was negative war, I'm pretty sure, too.
Haniger's had one good season in 4 years. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So you have Haniger, Laureano, and who?
Marte.
Those three.
And
at the
what
bottom.
Line is that? At the bottom?
Second to last.
What's last?
Bouchard, Olivares, Fletcher.
So the young and played well, folks. You're willing to put them on the bottom. Because I spent half of this episode falling in love with them.
You want to move them up?
Dom Fletcher.
I have them above right now.
Okay. Let's move them up. And then the foursome of Kepler, Hayward, Brown, Yaz are above those youngins.
And where's Hunter Renfro?
I don't know.
Who is Hunter?
I have him in his own tier right now.
Hunter Renfro tier? Make it a clean 10.
Starling Marte could have a good year.
I am having a tough time believing it.
God, he's old.
I have Hunter Renfro in his own tier, and that's out of nine.
He's old. He had a really tough injury to come back from, and I watched him play a lot last year. And I really, he was the key to the Mets in 2022. I really don't know. I think they're just riding out this contract. It feels kind of mean. I'm sorry. But it's tough, man. A lot of years running on those legs.
Are currently Jason Hayward and Max Kepler in their own category?
With the Bay Area guys. That's what I have.
So
I have all four
one.
Of them in a tier one. Called Bay Area, and it's currently right below Young with crazy potential.
Starling Marte has a strong arm, right?
He does.
Okay.
But can he get to the ball to then throw it?
Kepler, Hayward. Just moved Renfro.
I really didn't have the bottom being harder than the top on my bingo card.
Well, here's the fun part of these exercises and why I think some people like them. Starling Marte could be a very good baseball player next year. Laureano would be surprising. It's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
He's been good. And he's got an injury history. Mitch Haniger, when he plays, is usually pretty good.
Yeah. Like, he almost had 40 home runs in 2021.
Hunter Renfro is a season removed from this, coming off of two 8 OPS years, basically a lock for 30 homers. So, my soul is really struggling putting Dom Fletcher, Sean Bouchard, Edward Olivares, who... What's the most game those guys have played in a season?
Yeah, but butter knife those last two, baby.
I'm willing to put those three we currently have in the bottom, adding Hunter Renfro to them and putting them above the young and played well, and naming that tier strong arm.
That's what I currently Laureano, Marte, Renfro.
Does Mitch have a good arm?
I don't.
It's above average.
Yeah.
Let's go.
62nd percentile. The others are very strong arm.
I kind of love it.
Is that like arms and injured?
Yeah. Like rearmed? Something like that?
There's something there.
There's something there.
Arms and injured.
We'll get clever after.
See what my brain comes with that.
And that does have me as only 8 tiers with guys in it again.
Yeah, I currently have an empty tier. And Bay Area will have to be renamed.
Bottom, I have just became your biggest fan. Because that was very true with Sean Bouchard. And kind of Edward Olivares.
Yeah, I think this is... That row of Dom Fletcher, Sean Bouchard, Edward Olivares, and...
Jesus Sanchez.
Jesus Sanchez, I fell in love with him for a week. I mean, for me, the idea that's popped into my head is like when you fall in love with someone on the train.
Like, oh, the train crash?
Just like, you know, like nothing's going to happen.
Right.
You're never going to speak to them, but you've kind of seen them like four different times and you know.
Like that. Almost in your head, if you see them again, like, I don't know. I'm going to put train crush for now.
I like train crush.
Train crush.
No one's going to get it unless they listen.
Good.
Good.
Oh, people know the train crush.
So I've got.
So everyone's placed.
Seth Brown, Kepler, Yaz, and Hayward. I want to look at Seth Brown's page one more time.
I will too.
In my head, I definitely would prefer the other guys.
He's got a ball player's name, and that matters to me. Like Seth Brown, that's a ball player's name.
He's got a positive OPS plus, but he also, man, he's kind of galloping on us. Career 227 batting average. I don't think Seth Brown plays a lot of defense. I could be wrong there.
My understanding is it's a negative defense.
Yeah. If Seth Brown was on a lot of other teams, I don't know.
You don't like that 8.4 walk percentage on his career?
Strong side of the platoon.
Mm-mm.
You want him down? Train crush?
He's not a train crush.
Oh. Jake.
Who would you rather have for next season?
Oh, here we go.
Seth Brown.
Or Hunter Renfrow.
Or Hunter Renfrow.
Yeah.
It's close. It depends what if you needed a lefty or a right.
Of course. Yes, 100%.
Of course.
Usually the lefty platoon.
Oh! We put them together in their own tier and that we say this should be a platoon.
Platoon these two.
The Renfrow. I guess my
I love that.
My worry is Renfro's not actually a big platoon split guy. Oh. I don't know if either of them are.
Who cares? They should be a platoon. They kind of look similar too, no?
Well, that's where. I mean, Renfrow looks like Trout, kind of famously.
Right.
Seth Brown, can you hit lefties?
Well, he would hit.
I think he can't, like, at all.
Can't hit lefties,
but
okay.
But he's supposed to be the righty mash.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So if I get Hunter Renfrow.
Come on.
Did last year he become a platoon guy?
Hunter Renfrow, so comically Hunter Renfrow. He hits lefties in his career.
Done. It's done. Make these two a platoon.
Okay, so we're adding another row.
That's 10.
Is that under what was known as Bay Area?
Yes, and above arms and injured.
Where do you have train crush?
Bottom.
Really? I have train crush above
Can
bottom.
Can you stop?
No. Okay. Platoon us.
Platoon us. Platoon for
Platoon her. These two.
Okay. Okay.
So that's Seth, that's Renfrow. Platoon us in your seventh hole.
Okay, nice.
I want arms and injured on the bottom.
Okay.
I'd rather have hope than that.
Okay. Your show.
So now it's Hayward.
Your face in the thumbnail.
Hayward, Yaz, and Kepler. We got some lefties there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, some with that.
Hayward was a top prospect. Yastrzemski.
No.
His granddaddy or daddy. Granddaddy, right?
Granddaddy.
Was definitely an all-time baseball player.
And then Max Kepler.
Max Kepler, the best hitter from Germany ever.
Are all three of them just older than you think? Hayward, I do think, is old.
Hayward's old.
He's about as old as I think he
is. Yaz is half old.
Is there something about late blooming with those three?
So are the tiers set? We're just trying to be creative now.
I think the tiers are kind of set.
I think it's kind of set.
So I think we're kind of
working. I just can't have that still be named Bay Area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something
there's
left AM, I don't know.
Something later in life. That's interesting.
30's the new 20?
Yeah, 30, flirty, and thriving, something like that. You guys aren't even there yet. You don't even know. 30, flirty, and thriving.
That's good. Young with crazy potential. I think we can keep it.
That's fine.
As it is.
We'll leave I have crazy now. All capped.
I'll see if something happens there.
Sure.
Castellanos and Springer.
Then go to war with those two.
Yeah. That's like.
Battle tested.
It's something. It's like laughing at the young crazy potential guys.
It's kind of hard at the team a little like, bit.
It's like, who do you really want up? You got one at bat. Do you want Jordan Walker, Lowe, Benson, Frelick, Riley Green, or Moniak? Or you want Castellanos and Springer?
Right.
Those are like the life on the line. I go with those guys.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Something about, it has to be something about how much their fans love them too. Because Blue Jays fans love Springer. And Phillies fans adore Castellanos.
And that's not train crush. That's
more than a train crush.
That's been in love.
That's do you want to move in with me?
Yes. I like that, Charlie.
Because you don't just ask any.
Or that's like, should we get a dog?
Should we get a dog?
Because they are a dog. You know what I'm saying?
Should we get a dog?
And you know what? These are the types of guys that like families name their dogs after them.
Yes. Springer.
Springer's Nikki? A great dog name.
Castellanos, Lalonde.
Georgie.
Georgie.
Jimmy's grandma Nikki. Had a dog named Georgie. Fun fact.
B, I'm doing fantasy value pick.
Awful dog. Georgie was one of the more hated dogs I've seen. yeah. No, you're right.
You could get this guy in the sixth round. He might give you 30 bombs.
That's...
Some guy has that podcast and he's saying that.
Yeah, I'll go fantasy value.
Could you get Lane Thomas in the sixth
ADP
round?
Value.
ADP value. All right, I'm throwing you alley-oops. You're dunking them, all right? Let's keep doing this. Come on.
Now the really good.
Should we get a dog? It's so good.
Should we get a dog? I love you. You love me.
Let's get a dog.
Take care of it. I trust you. Fernando Tatis Jr. Could win the MVP this year. Corbin Carroll. Could win the MVP this year. Adolis Garcia, Kyle Tucker, probably not.
Kyle
Tucker.
Is it
really
like,
fucking good?
Kyle Tucker could win the MVP.
Is it like that S tier would be a boring MVP winner and the B and the A tier is fun MVP winner?
I like that. Boring MVP winners. Well, you would be excited about Soto winning MVP though.
Well, I'd he'll be never be Judge.
Never be a Posada.
I like that theme, BBD. And it's just easy for us.
Yeah.
Boring MVPs.
Fun MVP.
Adolis Garcia can't win MVP.
He might. Relax.
Come on.
What did he get last year?
That's...
If he upset to 45 homers in the same 14th, averages...
14th. That's like basically 10th, which is top 10.
I'm a Russillo guy, and one of the things he does that I do like is... Whenever players are go off and they'll be like, should they be MVP voting? And like, guess what? De'Aaron Fox, he's not winning the MVP. Whoa. He'd go nuts for Sacramento for a month and a half.
He was special.
He's not getting the MVP. Like, it's going to come down.
Back-to-back 100 RBI years.
Joker, Embiid, Giannis. Yeah, 100 RBI.
So it would be fun if he won MVP. What are we saying?
I want an MVP. Okay, here we go. It's happening. Oh, it's happening. It's happening. Has Soto won an MVP?
No.
Interesting.
Second place 2020.
Come on. We have two NL West guys, Tatis and Carroll.
Yeah.
Who are the two guys that would be least surprising if they popped.
Are you doing an MVP?
The other guys are the new baseball rivalry. Oh, boy. But I think they're steady Eddies.
Okay.
Is there a ghost in here? It's
crazy. Kind of smell bad.
Come on.
That's crazy.
No way, Charlie. the Wild West.
Anything. He's a ghost.
The Wild West.
Yeah.
I don't want any cookies in there.
Yes, if he wants Taylor to wait for you.
I think so. Yeah, we're close. I think naming that the Wild West.
I think we're done.
I changed... So I have the top tier is a boring MVP pick.
Yep.
Yeah, pick is better.
Now that we're not.
Yeah.
saying what it would be like if they win. Then Wild West.
Is that
West.
Wrestling noise back there? Someone eating Girl Scout cookies?
Ooh, these are cold. Why are they so cold?
Because that's fridge. How the other half lives,
You guys
Golly.
Have a fridge in here? Come on,
dude. Yeah, we have a locked fridge in here, all right?
Yeah, with Girl Scout cookies in it. What's your deal?
There's levels, people. There's levels.
So I have boring MVP pick, and that's Acuna Soto. Wild West, Tucker, Tatis, Carroll, and Adolis Garcia.
Yes.
Done.
ADP value, Santander, Lane Thomas, Seiya Suzuki.
Bang.
Should we get a dog? Springer and Castellanos.
Yep.
Young with crazy potential is Jordan Walker, Riley Green, Josh Lowe, Will Benson, Sal Frelick, and Mickey Moniak.
Yep.
30 flirty and thriving, Mike Yaz, Jason Hayward, and Max Kepler. Mm. Platoon these two, I have Hayward and Seth Brown. Mm. Train Crush, Edward Olivares, Dominic Fletcher, Sean Bouchard, and Jesus Sanchez. Oh, and I do love how that worked out.
Make these two a platoon, I have Renfro and Seth Brown.
Who did I say?
You said Hayward.
I meant Renfro.
Cool.
I have Renfro. And then strong arms and injuries. Laureano, Haniger, and Marte.
That's true.
That's a list, baby.
God, I mean, Starling Marte and Mitch Haniger could get DS MVP.
Okay. Talk
but
to
that's
me.
Not how they're getting
that's
labeled.
That's not.
I think we found it, lads.
This is good.
We wrestled right field. I was excited for this one. This is crazy because next year, like, Judge is probably back there. Yeah. And, you know, Giancarlo Stanton is probably back there. And Sean Bouchard climbs the list. I am shocked by the Train Crushes. That's insane. Who are those guys?
Why are they all good?
How have they all been nothing but good?
Positive OPS plus. Like, okay, hey. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Thank you to Jolly Olive. Comment below what you like, what you hate. Oh, my God. We'll be back next week, and there will be a regular season baseball game a week from today.
Oh.
Boing.
And everyone wish good luck to Jake's double groin surgery.
Subscribe. Both groins.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.